Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about Surah Al-Kahf. And last week, alhamdulillah, we have the first five verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Today, inshallah, we will continue to recite from Surah Al-Kahf. من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن شاء الله. Now I will recite from verse number 6 to verse number 12, and I will tell you the English meaning, and then we can recite together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. صدق الله العظيم. Okay, now I will recite for you the English meaning. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Perhaps you would kill yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in grief over their footsteps for their turning away from you because they believe not in this narration, the Quran. Verily, we have made that which is on earth as an adornment for it, in order that we may test them, mankind, as to which of them are best in deeds. Those who do good deeds in the most perfect manner, that meant to do them totally for Allah's sake and in accordance with the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And verily, we shall make all that is on the earth a bare, dry soil. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were a wonder among our signs? Remember when the young men fled for refuge to the cave. They said, O our Lord, bestow on us mercy from yourself and facilitate for us our affair in the right way. Therefore, we covered up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. Then we raised them up that we might test which of the two parties was best at calculating the time period that they had tarried. Okay. First I will read and inshallah you read after me. Okay, we will start from verse number 6 because last week we read from verse 1 to verse 5. Okay, but Sister Muhiba looks upset, so we revise from 1 to 5 again because she gave me a very special look and I am recording her look on the internet. Okay, so I will revise from 1 to 5 for the sake of your look.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So now, sisters, we will recite together from Surah Al-Kahf as a revision, first from 1 to 5. Okay, inshallah, I will recite and you recite after me. Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Alhamdu
lillahi
alladhi
anzala أنزل
على عبده الكتاب ولم
يجعل
له عوجا Again,
Alhamdu
Lillahi Alladhi
Anzala
Ala
Abdihi
Al-Kitaba
Walam
Yaj'al
Lahu
Iwaja
Qayyiman
Liyunzira
بأسا
شديدا
شديدا
من لدنه ويبشر
المؤمنين
الذين
يعملون
الصحات
الصالحات
أن
لهم
أجرا
حسنا
ماكثين
فيه
أبدا وينذر
الذين
قالوا
اتخذ
الله
ولدا
ما
لهم
به
من
علم
ولا
لآبائهم
كبرت
كلمة
تخرج
من
أفواههم
إن
يقولون
إلا
كذبا.
Okay, sister, I will read again and you read after me for the third time from 1 to 5.
الحمد
لله
الذي
أنزل
على
عبده
الكتاب
ولم
يجعل
له
عوجا
قيما
لينذر
بأسا
شديدا
من لدنه
ويبشر
المؤمنين
الذين
يعملون
الصالحات
أن
لهم
أجرا
حسنا
ماكثين
فيه
أبدا
وينذر
الذين
قالوا
اتخذ
الله
ولدا
ما
لهم
به
من
علم
ولا
لآبائهم
كبرت
كلمة
تخرج
من
أفواههم
إن
يقولون
إلا
كذبا
فلعلك
باخع
نفسك
على
آثارهم
إن
لم
يؤمنوا
بهذا
الحديث
أسفا
إنا
جعلنا جعلنا
ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا
من
آياتنا عجبا
أوى
الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا
من
لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا
من
أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم
في
الكهف سنين عددا
بحثناهم
لنعلم
أي
الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. Again, sisters, we read from 6 to 12. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن
لم
يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا
إنا لها لنبلوهم
أيهم
أحسن
عملا
وإنا
لجاعلون ما
عليها
صعيدا
جرزا
أم حسبت أن أصحاب
الكهف
والرقيم
كانوا
من
آياتنا
عجبا
إذ أوى الفتية إلى
الكهف
فقالوا
ربنا
آتنا
من
لدنك
رحمة
وهيئ
لنا
من
أمرنا
رشدا
فضربنا
على
آذانهم
في الكهف
سنين
عددا
ثم
بعث وبعثناهم
لنعلم
أي
الحزبين
أحصى لما
لبسوا
أمدا.
Okay, so now inshallah I will tell you the meaning, okay, of these six verses which we recite now. Okay. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will start from verse number 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse number 6 to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps you would kill yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in grief over their footsteps because they believe not in this narration. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is not supposed to feel sorry because of those whom they are worshipping, the idols, and they refuse to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, don't destroy yourself with regret, killing yourself with anger and grief over them. Okay, don't feel sorry for them, just convey the message of Allah to them. Whoever goes the right way, then he goes the right way only for the benefit of himself. You see, sisters, again and again, this is the message of the Quran. Whoever wants to follow the right path, you are following the right path for the sake of yourself. Okay? And whoever goes astray, then he strays at his own loss. So don't destroy yourself in sorrow for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this message of relief to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and actually to everyone calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must convey the message. The people like it, it is for their sake. The people don't like it, it will be their loss. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 7 is clarifying that why those whom they don't follow the right path, they are the true losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying the reality of the worldly life, and that the worldly life is the place of trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily we have made that which is on the earth as an adornment for it, in order that we may test mankind, in order to know who is the one doing the best deeds for the sake of Allah. Allah tells us that He made this world a temporary abode, adorned with transient beauty. He made it a place of trial. Life is a test, not a place of settlement. Okay? And actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this world is sweet and green, and Allah makes you generations after the generations, so He is watching what you will do. Be aware of the worldly life, okay, and be aware of the women. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, for the first affliction that the children of Israel suffered from was that of the women. Actually, if the women are corrupted, the whole community will be corrupted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, you know, this reality. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying this reality. So again and again, in this worldly life, I must believe that it is a trial and it is a test. If I want to be the winner, I must follow the right path so that I will live my life in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, paradise will be my final destination. If I want to not to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go astray, no problem, but you will be the loser. Why the loser? Because this worldly life is just a trial and a test. Okay? And the eternal life is paradise. Whoever is not following the commands of Allah will never leave the mercy of Allah in this worldly life, and the hellfire will be their final destination. Accordingly, they are the losers in this life and in the hereafter. So whoever is following the right path, he must be sure that this is for your own sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said in verse number 8, and verily we shall make all that is on the earth just a bare dry soil.
What is the meaning of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that everything on the earth will be destroyed. Okay? And everything will be dry, no vegetation and no other benefit. Okay? And actually this will be the end of the worldly life. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the message that we must follow the right path for our own sake, because in reality this worldly life is just deceiving enjoyment, and the reality and the eternal life will be in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us an example about the true believers. How the true believers, when they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will forget totally about the worldly life, and their goal will be the paradise and the other life. This will be the story actually of the people of the cave. Okay, the people of the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the story of the people of the cave, okay, with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 9. Allah is saying to Prophet Muhammad and to every sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Muslim who recites the Quran, do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were a wonder among our signs? What is the meaning? The meaning is that their case was not something amazing compared to our power and ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying. Because now inshallah, this class and inshallah the next one, you will learn in depth, you know, the reality of the story of the people of the cave. It is not just, you know, when you recite it, you know, in the Quran and you have the meaning of the words. No, there is a great wisdom behind the story of the people of the cave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that even with the case of that amazing story, it is nothing when it is compared with the power and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the creation of the heavens and earth, alternation of the night and the day, subjugation of the sun, moon and the heavenly bodies, and other signs which indicate the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show that Allah is able to do whatever He wills. When you will know the story of the people of the cave, you will realize the power and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, even with this amazing story, this is not, you know, it's just something very little in comparison with the reality of the will and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, in verse number 9, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying. I clarified to you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 9, okay. Actually, Ibn Abbas said about verse number 9, what I have given to you of knowledge, the book, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, I will tell you about some knowledge about the people of the cave. Okay? Actually, the Kahf, okay, which is in Arabic, it is the Kahf. The Kahf refers to a cave in a mountain. Okay? Which is where young men, they sought refuge. Okay? They escaped to a mountain, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a cave in a mountain. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name of the valley is Ar-Raqib, because it is written here in the Quran. Do you think that the people of the cave and Ar-Raqim? What is Ar-Raqim? Ar-Raqim is the name of the valley where the cave is there. Okay? Actually, it is recorded that, you know, that Ar-Raqim also can be the name of the town. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows Ar-Raqim is the name of the town or is the name of the valley. Whatever it is, the name related to the cave in that mountain. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying about those people, that those young men who fled from their people for the sake of their religion, okay, fearing persecution. So they fled, taking refuge in the cave of the mountain where they hide from their people. And when they entered the cave, they asked Allah to show mercy and kindness towards them. Again and again, sisters, this is the message. This is the message of the Quran. Okay? We all, human beings are living our life in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever I call on Allah, I call on Allah, oh Allah, shower me with your mercy. Or Allah, make your mercy close to my heart. Oh Allah, make all our my events according to your mercy. So it is all with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has to be the goal of the believer. Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the tranquility, calmness, peace, good spiritual condition, doing good deeds, all the good in this life. You can have it when you are connected with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those young men whom they believe, you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their people don't believe, so they decided to escape their people, okay, and to hide in the cave in the mountain. As soon as they enter the cave in the mountain, they asked Allah for His mercy. Okay, so you must believe that whenever you are living, wherever you are living, you must look for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is the goal of your life? I tell you, the goal of my worthy life is to obey Allah and to do good deeds, looking for the mercy of Allah to help me to do the good deeds and to be guided. It is the mercy of Allah which will facilitate for me all of this. Because everything in this life is up to the will and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the intention, but to translate it into good deeds and to be following the right path, this is all has to be out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also you must believe that none will enter the paradise out of her or his good deeds. It is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, in this worldly life, in the hereafter, the goal of the believer must be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Through obeyed, number one, true belief, sincere in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to do the good deeds with full sincere intention that, oh Allah, I want to obey all your commands. When you have this intention sincerely and clearly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will make a link between you and His mercy. Accordingly, this will facilitate for you the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will wake up 4:30 to pray night prayer and to pray Fajr prayer, you will be extremely happy. Okay, others are sleeping and they are so tired and they can't wake up for Fajr prayer. And if they wake up, they are semi-sleeping and they can't enjoy it, they can't do dua. But the one who is connected with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make him or her to wake up fully conscious for Fajr prayer and fully concentrating, so she can do the dua or can do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of acceptance of the dua, which is the third part of the night and also during the Fajr prayer. So you must be looking always for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we can understand the Quran. The message of the Quran is not related to a story, I will know the story and that's it. No, the message of the Quran is more and more and more depth. I will know the story, but in every word of the story, there is a message for every believer. From Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, we are living in America, 2010, there is a message for every one of us when we recite the Quran and every word of the Quran. So Allah is clarifying that when the young people fled for refuge to the cave, they fled immediately. Okay? Our Lord bestow on us mercy from yourself. Number one, this has to be, you know, sisters, inshallah, your supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, I hope that when you have time, try to listen to the classes which I am recording in the, under the name of the healing and relief for everyone who is sad. This is my regular classes. My regular classes now is about supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am getting all the answered supplications from the Quran. All of them. Inshallah, I am following all. This is one of the supplications which, you know, I will mention for you the supplication and I will clarify to you how Allah is answering it. So that I will use the same supplication all the time. I will tell to Allah, oh Allah, oh our Lord, bestow on on me mercy from yourself and facilitate for me my affair in the right way. Make it easy for me. This is how we have to live with the Quran. Okay? I will get this message of mercy from the Quran. Then I will follow it. So when they enter, you see, they asked Allah for His mercy and to facilitate for them the right path. In the next verse, how Allah answered their supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered up their hearing. You see, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered up their healing in the cave for a number of years. Actually, the meaning of this subhanallah is that those people, they slept. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people. How this is the mercy? They slept how many years? 300 and 9. Okay. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them to sleep all that time? So that the generation of their people will disappear. Then righteous people will come. So they will escape the time of those people whom they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the righteous people will be there on the earth, Allah will make those young men to wake up again. So they can wake up while there are people whom they are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually just the summary. Then I will tell you the details. But you must realize the summary of the message. The summary of the message is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to every one of you, if you have a trial and you are under the impression, my trial is so difficult, my problem doesn't have a solution, all the doors are closed in front of me, oh Allah, I don't think that there is any hope. These are young men whom they escaped from their people. Most of their people are not believers, and they were after them, you know, to put them in the jail or to get rid of them. What Allah made for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, sent them to a cave, and then He made them to sleep in rest. Yes, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that, you know, sister, this is how you have to handle the Quran with the depth of your heart. So that when I recite only 6 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, okay, if I come to the masjid, I have a lot of problems. I am upset. I don't have, you know, a solution for my problem. After I will recite these verses of the Quran, I will tell to myself, Mona, your problem is so easy by comparison to those whom Allah made them to sleep 309 years. Okay? Because when Allah wills, it will happen. I have to, you, every believer must believe in this, because this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they don't believe, or Muslims whom they are shaking in their belief, as most of the Muslims, okay, they don't live this feeling. But you can live this feeling when it is clear inside your spirit about the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is clear in my spirit about the belief in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I recite this 6 verses from Surah Al-Kahf, I tell to myself, Mona, calm down, learn the lesson. What is your problem? Your problem is so simple. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will, the only power, the only mercy, He helped those young men. And He made them to sleep 309 years. Who can sleep for 309 years? You see, 300, and still they will wake up. You know, they slept and they will wake up again after 309 years. Okay? So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how I can feel the story. Now I felt the will of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the power of Allah. So, oh Allah, I am in need of the same mercy. I am in need of a solution like this solution. Oh Allah, I am a true believer like them. Oh Allah, I am asking your mercy. Oh Allah, I am asking you to facilitate for me the right way. So, oh Allah, make for me a solution for my problem like you made it for the people of the cave. So this is how the Quran will be the relief and the cure for everyone who is having a problem. This is, you know, the link which I am recording now for 3 months, and inshallah, maybe it will be for 1 year, about every verse of the Quran can be a source of relief and cure. Now, alhamdulillah, my mood, psychological mood, is totally changed within half an hour. Okay? When I have this message, this is the Quran. The Quran is full of messages of hope, relief, tranquility in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Quran, it is the book of the cure and the heal. Why? Because it is full of these messages. Whenever you have a problem, open any page of the Quran, any page, and start to recite, you will find the message of the mercy and the cure and the healing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, sister, so I want you always to live with the Quran, with the depths of your spirit, not with the words. The Quran is not a book just to recite it because you learn Arabic or to read it with tajweed. The Quran is the book of the message. Okay, this is the message which I can live the best life on the earth with these messages of the Quran. So now we know up to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse 11, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to sleep in the cave for 309 years. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then we raised them, okay, from their sleep, and actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we might test which of the two parties was best at calculating the time. Then, you know, they don't know that they slept 309 years. They just slept and they wake up. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify in the next verses of the Quran, which we will recite next week, how the whole story will be clarified to them and to their people, and what will be, you know, their fate, inshallah. This we will learn it next week, inshallah. So now let us recite again from verse 6 to verse 12, so that inshallah we will have time for the Arabic. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فلعلك
فلعلك
باخع
باخع
نفسك
نفسك
على
على
آثارهم
آثارهم
إن
لم
يؤمنوا
يؤمنوا
بهذا
بهذا
الحديث
الحديث
أسفا
أسفا
إنا
إنا
جعلنا
جعلنا
ما
ما
على
على
الأرض
الأرض
زينة
زينة
لها
لها
لنبلوهم
لنبلوهم
أيهم
أيهم
أحسن
أحسن
عملا
عملا
وإنا
وإنا
لجاعلون
لجاعلون
ما
ما
عليها
عليها
صعيدا
صعيدا
جرزا
جرزا
أم
أم
حسبت
حسبت
أن
أن
أصحاب
أصحاب
الكهف
الكهف
والرقيم
والرقيم
كانوا
كانوا
من
من
آياتنا
آياتنا
عجبا
عجبا
إذ
إذ
أوى
أوى
الفتية
الفتية
إلى
إلى
الكهف
الكهف
فقالوا
فقالوا
ربنا
ربنا
آتنا
آتنا
من
من
لدنك
لدنك
رحمة
رحمة
وهيئ
وهيئ
لنا
لنا
من
من
أمرنا
أمرنا
رشدا
رشدا
فضربنا
فضربنا
على
على
آذانهم
آذانهم
في الكهف
في الكهف
سنين
سنين
عددا
عددا
ثم
ثم
بعثناهم
بعثناهم
لنعلم
لنعلم
أي
أي
الحزبين
الحزبين
أحصى
أحصى
لما
لما
لبثوا
لبثوا
أمدا
أمدا
نحن
نحن
نقص
نقص
عليك
عليك
نبأهم
نبأهم
بالحق
بالحق
إنهم
إنهم
فتية
فتية
آه
آمنوا
بربهم
وزدناهم
هدى.
Actually, I think this is enough.